From Chicago, I'm Rob Mark, and this is the Aviation Minute.
Anyone who knows me reacts pretty much the same to news about United Airlines when they see me coming. Oh, it's Rob's favorite airlines, they'll say with a tad of sarcasm. Now, I can't quite remember when I stopped liking or even using United, although I know it's been a long time. I mean, long before United's CEO and their VP of communication lost their jobs in the middle of that corruption scandal. Now, here in Chicago, United still likes to think of itself as our, well, our hometown airline. But to me, at least, United's my travel option of last resort. With few exceptions, every United flight I've ever booked just seems to go ugly. And these days, I'm actually more surprised when a United flight runs smoothly, which is hardly a ringing endorsement for any company. I remember when I thought social media chats with customer service at United was going to be the answer. Those folks would bait me by answering promptly, but then they'd offer me the same old Twitter post they gave everybody else. "We're sorry your flight didn't go as planned," or some kind of other silly nonsense. Of course, it's not just me who thinks United's abrasive to customers. My buddies Brian and Sean, both gazillion-mile United flyers, have told me pretty much the same thing. If you want to check it out, try typing United into the search bar at jetwine.com and watch what pops up. And those are only the stories people have sent us. I remember when one reader asked me when I was going to stop talking about how dumb I thought United management was. My response was pretty quick. "I'll stop when United stops giving us writers so much ammunition," I said. At times I think United seems to have a target on its back, one they seem to be unable to take down alone. Try Googling bad United PR someday and, well, you could spend an afternoon watching and reading stories that prove over and over again that if there's a good and a bad way to handle a crisis, United always seems to choose the wrong way. Remember United Breaks Guitars? That still holds the all-time record, I think, with nearly 11 million ugly YouTube views and comments. Or the time when United forced 300 people to sleep on the floor in Belfast and did almost nothing to help them. Then there was that time United lost a 10-year-old girl who was flying as an unaccompanied minor and refused to help the girl when she did turn up. If her parents hadn't called a local TV station to complain about the airline, who knows what would have happened. Now, I know all airlines have problems, but if United was a teenager, they'd be the one your mother would tell you to stop hanging around with because they just seem to get themselves into trouble all the time. Now, I'm sure United customers feel a whole lot better when they hear someone say something like, "Thanks to the good work of the United team, we reported a $2 billion profit for 2014, excluding special items." Now that was Jeff Smyzik, United's now former chairman, president, and CEO. The same guy who told the world a few months ago that he's the guy who's been running United like a business when somebody asked him about the hundreds of millions of dollars and extra fees United asks of its customers for, well, just about everything under the sun. So if Smyzik was really running United like a business, wouldn't you think he'd tell his team they need to care about all of their customers and not just the premium ones? As in, no customers, no airlines? Let's be serious. Right at the top of United Management's priority list are shareholders. Customers? They're further down the list. Way further down the list. To me, ignoring most of the people in the cabin to keep the premium folks and the shareholders happy is, well, just plain stupid. And I don't like flying on an airline I think is run by stupid people. People who still today believe that one unhappy customer equals just one unhappy customer. When in reality, we all know that because of social media, one unhappy customer can quickly become 11 million unhappy customers. But I'm willing to give Oscar Munoz the benefit of the doubt and hope his new team will notice that all of the airline's customers have value, even if some do have a bit more than others. His letter last week says he plans to focus on customers, so there's some hope. But we've also heard a lot of talk from United over the last 20 years about how much they care about their customers. It's time for United to stop talking and start showing us they care about their customers. All of them. From Chicago, I'm Rob Mark. We'll see you next time.